Welcome to Question Period. I'm Evan Solomon. The stakes could not be higher for the Trump-Trudeau face-off.
Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada will visit the White House on Monday.
What's on the table? Can Canada avoid a trade war? And how should Justin Trudeau deal with an unpredictable president? Today, we have an exclusive interview with the former U.S. ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, who just left his post less than a month ago. And then the former Canadian ambassador to the U.S., Derek Burney, is here on what advice he's been giving to Team Trudeau. Plus,
we're certainly going to find common ground.
Stand and deliver. Should the Prime Minister take a stand on Donald Trump's policies or just try to get along? MPs are here to debate that and the trouble with Donald Trump. Also, Trump world.
We're going to have very, very strong vetting. I call it extreme vetting.
From fake news to immigration bans to the fight with allies, what does Donald Trump's world really look like? Conrad Black knows the president personally, and he's here on the scrum today. It's question period. Let's go get some answers. So with Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau set to meet on Monday, battle lines are drawn. The Washington Post actually described Justin Trudeau as, quote, get this, the leader of the liberal global resistance to Donald Trump. Trudeau's team does not like that necessarily. Can Trudeau's view of open trade and open borders align with the president, who is protectionist and deeply concerned about security and immigration? To find out how to deal with the new president, we are joined by Ford O'Connell, Republican strategist. He's in Washington. Scotty Greenwood, who is the senior advisor for the Canadian American Business Council, also in Washington. And Roland Martin, who is the host of TV One's News Now. He is in L.A. Roland, I'm going to start with you. What is the dealing with Trump? People are trying to figure out, you know, as world leaders come to the White House to meet with Donald Trump, what should Justin Trudeau, who's on the progressive side of the spectrum, keep in mind?
First of all, he should keep in mind he's dealing with a child who has a very small attention span. Hopefully, Canadians with Trudeau can show Americans what a 21st century leader looks like. It's barely been 4 weeks of a Trump presidency, and already it feels like 4 years. And so I am hopeful that Trudeau will explain to him what it means, how you are supposed to act and talk with other world leaders, after we've seen these ridiculous phone calls with the leader of Australia, as well as Holland and France. And then, of course, his behavior in the news conference when Theresa May was here from the UK. So please, please, Mr. Trudeau, show Trump how a leader is supposed to act.
All right, Ford, let me go to Ford O'Connell. Ford, on the other hand, what do you believe the critical thing to do when Justin Trudeau meets Donald Trump? They've got very different views on issues, but what do you keep in mind here?
Here's my message to Prime Minister Trudeau. Understand that President Trump is a man who wears his emotions on his sleeve, and his tough-talking, brash persona can be intimidating. But from an American perspective, you have to understand his goals are noble. That's to return America to its rightful place in the world and to promote and safeguard the American worker. To be successful with Trump, the key is persuasion and negotiation. If you understand that, all's going to be good.
All right, Scotty Greenwood, what's the advice heading into a meeting with Donald Trump?
Well, with all due respect to Roland, who is hilarious, and I love what he has to say, and to Ford, I don't think Justin Trudeau needs to take guidance from us on how to be the resistance or how to stand up to the president. I think he has framed a message that's really going to work well, which is based on our economic collaboration. That's what, you know, you've had three cabinet ministers here in Washington just this week. That was a very smart thing to do on behalf of this government. The Canadian embassy, I will tell you, is working overtime trying to staff all these visits, but they are laying the groundwork to have a message of how cooperating with Canada will actually help Donald Trump achieve his agenda of growing the economy here. And that's a very wise strategy. That's a very pragmatic strategy. And that has nothing to do with being the resistance or lecturing Donald Trump. That's just how we work together as business partners. And I think it's going to be surprisingly, potentially a really good meeting.
Yeah, then maybe. But Ford, what about
the issue on immigration?
Let me just get to Ford on the issue of refugees and immigration. The immigration ban's been a big issue. You know, Canada has brought in 25,000 Syrian refugees. Justin Trudeau wants to bring in 40,000. Does that come up at a meeting? Is that a potential sore spot, Ford?
Well, I think it can be a potential sore spot, and you have to understand what happened here in the United States with the travel ban. You know, look, you have to understand what Donald Trump is pursuing here, and that's the security of America. And with his defeat in the Ninth Circuit, what happens here is we're in the first inning of a very long nine-inning baseball game, essentially, and Donald Trump is going to be successful with respect to the travel ban because he was elected to protect, you know, the American people. And I think whether he has to redraft his travel ban or it's going to go through the United States Supreme Court, I think that this is going to come up as well as Canada bucking up and paying its fair share with respect to NATO, because that's something that Donald Trump wants to see happen.
All right, Roland.
Well, the truth, Evan,
here's why I made the point about show him how to lead. You have allies. You don't tick off your allies. What you need is you need people who can assist you in this. If you want partners when it comes to trade, if you want to be able to drive economic engine, then you need to be able to have relationships with people. You can't be ticking off your allies, and that's the problem. And here's the deal. If I'm Prime Minister Trudeau, find out if there are any Canadian banks who Donald Trump's organization owes money to, because he backed down real quickly when it came to China. Oh, he was Mr. Bluster when it came to Taiwan, but on that phone call, I believe in a one China policy. Yeah, because probably you owe millions to the Chinese bank. And so that's what I'm talking about. Look, I'm born and raised in Texas, and here's one of the problems. He's all hat, no cattle. He loves talking big, but he backed down real quick to China. And so that's why leadership matters. He needs to bring allies along, not make them mad and kick them off like he's done so far.
Roland, I don't want to start an international incident on TV here, but you have to understand something else. The situation with China and the U.S. is very, very different than the situation with Canada and the U.S. Basically, the U.S. takes in 75% of Canadian exports, and also we take in 2.5 million barrels of oil per day. There is a lot to work with here between the U.S. and Canada in terms of maximizing both nations, and what both Justin Trudeau and Donald Trump both want is a strong middle class. So there's a lot of ground here. Comparing China to Canada is downright ridiculous.
All right, Scotty.
No. Yeah. I didn't compare China to Canada. I compared a president who talked big about Taiwan, but in his phone call to the Chinese leader, backed down and said, oh, yes, we believe in the one China policy. What I'm saying is what Donald Trump has done in the first 3 weeks, he's ticked off allies. He needs to learn how to work with allies when you're trying to operate in a global economy.
A lot of Canadians are looking at this. They're watching for the big meeting tomorrow, but they're also watching every day. Sean Spicer, the White House press secretary, these incredible kind of, you know, freewheeling events rolling. And we're trying to figure out what direction Donald Trump is taking the U.S. On Twitter, he's defending his daughter, Ivanka, when Nordstrom's drops her product line. He's talking about judges and the immigration. We're all trying to get a gauge of where he's taking it and basically what the next big maybe controversy or fight is. Where do you see this presidency going, Roland?
Dude, get in line. We're trying to figure out what the hell he's doing and where he's taking this country. I mean, my goodness, on any given... I mean, the worst thing in the world is when he starts tweeting on a Friday night and a Saturday morning. Oh, my God, it gets crazy. And that's one of the problems. And I just have one piece of advice for Prime Minister Trudeau. If you have any intelligence when it comes to Russia, make sure Admiral Flynn is not in the room, because Russia will know real quickly what you know.
He is a national intelligence director. All right, Ford, you weigh in on that. Just give us your sense here. We're 3 weeks, basically a little more past the Trump inauguration. Where is this going?
But basically, Donald Trump is having an entire negotiation with the world and also with several states in the U.S. And essentially what he wants to do at the end of the day is, again, promote economic growth. He wants that GDP at 4%, and he wants to find a way to mix imports and exports and help promote the American worker. But at the same time, he is very, very concerned about immigration and about Mexico and how we're going to negotiate our border security going forward. Look, what he is doing with respect to the travel ban may sound dim-witted and foreign to a lot of folks in Canada, but you have to understand something else. He was elected to basically secure it, and he actually has the constitutional authority to do it, and he has to make a case to the American people. This is really a communication with them that he is going to promote and protect them at all times.
All right, I got 10 seconds here. Last word to you, Scott.
The good news is that Canada is a great partner on all of these things, and if the Trump agenda is to expand economic growth in the United States, Canada is a great solution to that. So I think we're going to have an interesting meeting. It's going to be totally different from what we've ever seen, but I'm not worried about Justin Trudeau. He can hold his own with this guy for sure.
Well, we're going to see.
Canada, pray for us.
Roland Martin. Well, it is Sunday morning, Roland. All right, Roland Martin, Ford O'Connell, and Scotty Greenwood, thanks to all of you.
All right, lots more coming up on the Trump-Trudeau summit. We've got an exclusive interview with the former U.S. ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman, just left his post under a month ago. Does the prime minister stand up to Trump or go along to get along? That's next on Question Period.
We're going to have a good working relationship, strong conversations about the path forward for our two countries that have millions of people on either sides of the border who depend on each other for their jobs and for their livelihoods.
Well, by this time tomorrow, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be in Washington on his way to a highly anticipated meeting with President Donald Trump. Now, the meeting is the culmination of a full-court diplomatic press where high-powered Canadian ministers have been marching off to Washington to make the Canadian case, which is, if you hurt us, you will be hurt too. After all, 35 U.S. states and 9 million U.S. jobs depend on trade with Canada. But the Minister of Foreign Affairs told reporters that Canada would take appropriate action or hit back if the U.S. does impose any restrictions on or taxes on Canada. Pretty tough talk. Is it the right message? To find out now what should be on the agenda, I'm joined by the former U.S. ambassador to Canada, a man who left his post under a month ago, Ambassador Bruce Hayman. Welcome. Great to have you on the program, Ambassador.
Good to be here. How are you, sir?
I am great. Tell me, sir, what is at stake with this meeting between Justin Trudeau, who, as you well know, is on the progressive side of the agenda, had a very close relationship with Barack Obama, and Republican President Donald Trump?
I would say early stage meetings with world leaders for the president after he takes office is very important. Establishing a personal rapport, personal relationships, regardless of political philosophy, regardless of anything else, I think this is a great opportunity for the prime minister, and I think it'll go well.
All right, you worked in the last White House, you knew Barack Obama very well. You're not the ambassador anymore, so you can speak a little. These are your views now. You've been watching Donald Trump for 3 weeks. What's your impression of the kind of man who's now the president?
Well, I think early on that they wanted to get to work very quickly with a lot of executive orders right away off the bat. I think it would have been beneficial had they vetted some of those ideas a little more fully and worked closely with their agencies, with the embassies around the world, with states, and figure out, are there better ways of doing this and vet that more carefully before just implementing executive orders very quickly in a small group of people. I think they're learning that. I think they're seeing it both through the courts and in reactions in the public. And I think they're trying to modify as best they can. But I would say not enough vetting up front of a lot of these executive orders. And I would have done it differently.
Has the executive order, for example, on the immigration ban of 7 mostly Muslim countries, the courts overturned it. Has that kind of stuff, has the stuff he said about NATO, has that hurt the U.S. standing? Has that hurt the way allies perceive the United States?
I would think that it would set us back in some corners. And I think that, you know, it's unfortunate because I didn't think we had to be at this place. The good news that comes out of it is everybody should know we have 3 branches of government in the United States, and the judiciary plays an incredibly important counterbalancing, checks and balance role, and they're doing just that.
All right, real quick. Do you think NAFTA will get ripped up?
I have no earthly idea, but NAFTA is 20 years old. It's been the basis of our commercial relationship for the last several decades. I think it's enhanced Canadians and Americans alike in terms of our agreement. That being said, it is 20 years old and it can use updating. And there are various places that we can take this agreement, enhance it, make it better and more effective. And so I'm hopeful that we go down this path, utilizing the people that I mentioned in our Commerce Department, in our State Department, in our trading USTR, and in the various departments of the United States. Think about this carefully, about the long-term implications of the changes that we'd like to make, as well as the short-term. And I think that we can enhance this agreement.
All right. And now everyone's wondering who's going to replace you as the next ambassador. And I'm wondering, the mountains behind you, I know you're in Colorado and Aspen, but some people might think it's Alaska and that you might be off briefing Sarah Palin. After all, the White House did not deny that Sarah Palin could be the next ambassador. Would Sarah Palin be a good ambassador from the U.S. to Canada?
Oh, I'm not going to speculate who my replacement is going to be, but I'll tell you this. Whoever he or she may be, I commit to working very closely with that person to helping enhance the U.S.-Canada relationship from where we are today and taking what is already a great relationship but making it better every day. And I'm committed to help the new ambassador out in any way he or she would like me to.
All right. No word yet if it's Sarah Palin. Got to leave it there. Thanks to U.S. Ambassador to Canada, just left a month ago, Bruce Hayman. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good to see you.
All right, let's bring in Derek Burney. He was the Canadian ambassador to the United States under Brian Mulroney. He worked very closely on the NAFTA free trade deal. And he has been giving advice to the Trudeau team on dealing with the new administration down south. Great to see you here, Mr. Burney.
Nice to be with you.
All right, well, let's talk first. What advice have you been giving to the Trudeau team, the ambassador and the team that's heading down there Monday?
Well, I'm not sure I'd